We have Hailuo, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. As you're seeing here, we also have a little bit of craziness going on with our snowboarder's torso and stuff, but we have a ton of rotations, so definitely adhere to that part of the prompt. We also have some decent physics with the snowboarder landing on our jump as well. Okay, so here we have it, our final two, the top two in our latest AI video battle royale, and the two that I think probably deserve your most attention and consideration. Okay, so coming in at second place, drum roll please. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with some of our regularly scheduled programming with another absolutely huge episode for you navigators tonight. We are catching up on two massive video model releases from the past week or so, the first one being Google's VO2 video model, which should now be available in a paid Google Advanced subscription or Gemini Advanced subscription, excuse me. I had to go to the Google AI Studio to find it. Not quite sure why it wasn't in my Gemini Advanced yet. But the other model or the other update was a new Kling AI model, Kling 2.0. So that means we need to have another AI marketing navigator video battle royale. And this is something we've sort of done in the past where we matched up a few video models with our own dynamic motion prompt, our snowboarding prompt, which spoilers, we are going to be repeating tonight. And if you recall from our previous video model challenge, Kling was actually the leader in our initial challenge. However, a few weeks ago, Runway released their Gen 4 video model, and we tested that with our snowboarding prompt, and that became our new leader, actually. So we will see how now VO2 and Kling 2.0 match up against Runway's Gen 4. So I'm going to try and make this episode a current ranking of the mainstream AI video models. And by this, I mean the ones that are the most well-known, are the most easily accessible and findable, at least relatively easily accessible to the majority of AI users out there and you AI marketing navigators. Now, some of the models that we're going to throw into the mix again tonight have not actually been updated or at least formally enhanced since our first test, but this may be someone's first viewing of one of our video battles or of any of these video models in general, so I thought it would only be fair to include all of our contestants once again and give them all a fair shot. There are some more obscure open source models that we don't necessarily touch on in this episode. Let me know if I miss any that you use regularly or that are worth digging into deeper or finding out how to access more easily. But we're still going to have quite a rundown of models that we're going to try testing out tonight or facing off against each other. By the end of the night, my goal is to have all of you AI marketing navigators out there equipped with the best AI video model of your choice to create your video content going forward. So what we'll do is we'll do a quick overview of the two new models that are prompting our latest AI video battle royale, that is VO2 and Kling 2.0. And then after that, I will give you a quick rundown of all the models that we're going to test with our snowboarding prompt tonight. And then finally, we will dive headfirst into our demo slash battle royale. Okay, so for Google's VO2 model, of course, it's being touted as the next level of quality for Google's video generation technology with its adherence to prompts and its real-world physics, which is absolutely the point of our test this evening, as well as its knowledge of cinematography terms and practices. It's also being hailed for its prompt flexibility, as well as its reduction in very common AI video issues, just like unwanted generations or artifacts or elements within your output. Currently, you can generate a video clip up to 8 seconds at a 720p resolution. Like we mentioned, this is currently available or should be anyway to Gemini Advanced users, which is a $20 per month subscription. But like I said, it can also be accessed via Google AI Studio or the Gemini API or Google's Vertex AI, I believe. One other interesting thing to note, because this is a Gemini or Google product, it will have AI video watermarking using the SynthID watermarking technology that we actually covered on the show before. So definitely go check out that episode if you want to do a little bit of a dive into SynthID and digital watermarking and AI watermarking in general. Moving on to Kling 2.0. For those who do not remember, Kling is actually a model that came from a Chinese company, and I'll do my best to pronounce it here, Kuyashu, and it launched back in 2023. And now this most recent model or phase, I should say, from Kling is phase 2.0, And it actually comes with a video model, Kling 2.0 Master, which is what we'll be testing tonight, but also their latest image model, which is Colors 2.0. That's Colors with a K. Just like VO2, this model is being presented as having improved prompt adherence, improved physics and motion, as well as creative control. And it sounds like there's actually some really creative features here in Kling that we might have to go back and test out in a separate episode. Anyway, all of these areas that we see improvement with each one of these new model releases, that's what's to be expected here from these two latest models. Now, I just mentioned some of those features that are particularly interesting about Kling. One is the multi-elements editor. Apparently, this is going to allow you to select, swap, add, or remove individual elements from or into your video. Kling is also going to allow you to train custom models, and this is primarily for character consistency. Essentially, you're going to upload a 10 to 30 second source video clip, and that's going to be used to train custom models on that character. Now, like I said, I think we may have to do an individual Kling episode here because there's a lot of very cool features being presented in the new model. For instance, there is a motion brush, which is going to let a user precisely select elements within the video and apply motion to them. Also, the model accepts a variety of input modalities, text to video, image to video, apparently input from sketches and other references as well, offering a super customizable experience. Kling was the winner of our previous AI video battle, so we'll see if it maintains or can defend its championship tonight. Okay, now for the list of models that we are going to be testing tonight officially, again, some of these are going to be repeats from round one, but as fast as all of these models are advancing, it would probably make sense to do one of these types of comparisons and tests every couple months at this point. So we'll get a chance to see how much these models have improved or if they have improved at all in the case of many of them. So on the fight card for the night, we have Runway, VO2, Sora, Pika, which is one of our favorite tools here on the AI Marketing Navigator, Luma AI, of course, Kling, and then Hailuo AI as well. Another thing to keep in mind is that these tools have a variety of different ways and techniques to actually generate their videos. Some use source images, some can do text to video, some can do both. In any case, we will do our best to keep the tests as comparable as possible. We'll use the same image for any of the image sourcing. We'll use the same prompt for all of our generations, etc. For instance, in the case of Pika, we'll have to get a little creative. We're going to probably do some keyframes, so a start frame and an end frame to accomplish a snowboarding video generation. But again, we'll do our best to keep it as comparable and as controlled as possible. Essentially, we'll see which one does the best at accomplishing our goal with whatever methods are available. So without further ado, let's get into it and show you guys the results of our AI video battle royale. Here is the prompt that I used across all of our models. Create a dynamic video starting with this still image of a snowboarder launching off a jump in the mountains, then showing the full rotation of a stylish rotation trick in slow motion. Now, there were a couple of models that we tested out that weren't able or we weren't able to attach a source image to, so we just removed that part about the still image and changed our prompt to just a video of a snowboarder launching off a jump. So I think what I'm gonna do is reveal these to you guys in reverse order, at least in the order or the rank of where they rank in my opinion, for each of these video models. Of course, absolutely let me know what you guys think in the comments about the rankings for yourselves, both what these videos look like here for our test, also your own experiences with these tools. I would be very curious to know. One more thing to keep in mind is that these are all basically one-shot generations, just for basic comparison and testing purposes. So we haven't spent any time with any of these generations getting in, trying to tweak the prompts or specifically optimize the outputs. Okay, so coming in way back in lonely seventh place is Luma AI, Luma's Dream Machine, which you are looking at right here if you're watching along on video. All sorts of craziness going on here with our snowboarder. We also picked up another random snowboarder or mountain athlete in the background. But as you can see, our snowboarder has two pairs of goggles at some point, either that or his head has been twisted around in a freakish manner. So pretty unintelligible here from Luma, again, bringing them to seventh place. Next up, and these next ones could probably all be clumped together, sharing either sixth or third place, depending on where you guys think they should be ranked. But again, in my humble opinion, next up we have Sora from OpenAI bringing up sixth place with this submission, which you're watching right now. And as you'll see in a couple more of these samples, and we've seen before, a lot of these models like to make these generations go in reverse, or at least appear to go in reverse, which is very strange. Anyway, so we have Luma followed by Sora in sixth place. And then, and this might come as a shock to you guys, it certainly did to me, in fourth place, I have the brand new Google VO2 video model. And you're watching this right here, and I gave it the same prompt as I gave these other ones. And here is what it generated. Again, going in reverse for some reason, despite some sort of accurate physics going on here in the video, as far as the board hitting the snow and the snow moving, still just a lot of nonsense going on in reverse for our snowboarder and no recognizable rotations or anything like that. So VO2 with a somewhat disappointing and pretty surprising initial prompt here with our snowboarding challenge. Okay, next up, and what I think is the most fun video generation tool available right now, and that is Pika AI in fifth place. Honestly, the only reason I didn't really rank it higher was because I didn't feel like it was entirely fair as a submission, being that I was using keyframes for this one. It was a bit of a shorter generation as well, and tried to do a little bit less as far as like the rotations and physics and stuff go. So I put this ahead of VO2 still because it doesn't get quite as crazy with what's going on. However, again, it is more limited in length, and we did use keyframes here, but at least we have some sort of semblance of consistent physics with our snowboarder and a rotation going on, turning his legs and things like that. So Pika coming in at fourth place. In third place, we have Hailuo. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. As you're seeing here, we also have a little bit of craziness going on with our snowboarder's torso and stuff, but we have a ton of rotations, so definitely adhere to that part of the prompt. We also have some decent physics with the snowboarder landing on our jump as well. So again, the last few we've been seeing could probably be lumped together depending on your own preferences, but we are going to give third place to Hailuo. Okay, so here we have it, our final two, the top two in our latest AI video battle royale, and the two that I think probably deserve your most attention and consideration as the tools to use if you're considering doing some AI video generation, at least of any serious nature where you're really trying to capture some realistic physics, some realistic dynamic motion. We've talked about where other models can slot in as far as other use cases, more general content generation, that's going to be more simple. But our goal tonight was to determine which of these models is superior. Okay, so coming in at second place, drum roll please, is Runway with this submission that you are seeing right here. Again, something a little funky going on with the board, but the reason I gave this second place, at least over Hailuo anyway, was the lack of kind of crazy stuff going on with our snowboarder's torso. So still some wacky stuff with the snowboard itself, but we also have a pretty nice landing here on the snow, showing some decent physics as far as that goes. I think it was a close one between Hailuo and Runway. Because I know that the Gen 4 model is pretty capable and was our winner of our last test, I gave Runway the slight edge, but I was super impressed with Hailuo's attempt as well. And I just realized I forgot to press play, but there you go. You can see Runway's submission right now. Okay, so if you've been checking off these video generators as we go, first of all, thank you for paying such close attention to our show. Second, you may have realized that our winner and back on top now as far as dynamic motion and AI video generation goes is Kling AI and their new Kling 2.0 Master video generation model. And you are seeing the video generated by the Kling 2.0 Master model right now. Now there is a bit of a lack of a rotation going on here, but as you can see, it's pretty clear that this is much closer to what we were going for. A significant amount of action and motion, showing every aspect of the jump with very realistic physics. There's a little bit of a switch going on in the lower half of the body at some point in the jump there. But if you had any doubts, here is another generation that I made before I forgot to remove the still image aspect from our prompt. And as you can see, here we have a very nice rotation, which is very clean. We have a landing, the snowboard, the rider, everything stays very consistent throughout. So no doubt, in my opinion, that Kling 2.0 is the best model right now when it comes, certainly when it comes to this motion and dynamic style of videos that have very challenging physics. Okay, so here's your rundown again. We have in first place Kling AI with their new Kling 2.0 master model, followed by Runway with Gen 4, closely followed by Hailuo. We have Pika in fourth place, and then VO2, the brand new model from Google, all the way back in fifth place for our quick little dynamic test here. We're going to have to maybe dive a little deeper into VO2 and push it a little further to see if there's something we may have missed there. Followed by Sora in sixth place, and then in last place, we have Luma's Dream Machine. So for any of you marketers out there who are doing some more of this ambitious video generation, looking to incorporate more action, more realism, or kind of cinematic quality to your videos, I think Kling is definitely the model of choice. For what it's worth, for like the more fun and short form, maybe organic social type stuff, I would probably go with Pika AI myself. So please let me know what you guys think in the comments about these video generators. If you think I'm crazy and I got this all wrong, definitely let me know about that too. But that's going to do it for tonight's episode. So if you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.